Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell, on AM 1330, The Jolt.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And what a beautiful day it is to be alive for all of my fellow foodies. Welcome to On the Menu Live. How many radio fans do we have in the house? My goodness, it is a party here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday evening here in Southern Arizona, and I am broadcasting live from the wonderful place that I have found, and I just simply can't get enough of this place. It's Eclectic Pizza. Eclectic Pizza at 7065 East Tancredi. It's on the northwest corner of Tancredi and Sabino Canyon, and we are having a great time tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit about New Belgium beers. We're going to be talking about eating right and eating green and living green. We're going to be talking to the woman herself who has made this place such a treasure in the hearts and minds of people across Southern Arizona. Renee Krieger herself is going to be our guest in the second half of the show. And if you were listening to this show, if you were a fan of ours on Facebook, you would know that at the end of this show, we're going to be giving away a gift certificate for you to try Eclectic Pizza for yourself. You're going to be Renee Krieger's guest to come in here and try a little bit of the magic over here at Eclectic Pizza. If you are following us on Facebook, you would know that. If you're not following us on Facebook, you need to be. And the address is facebook.com/onthemenulive. Be the first to find out where we're going to be broadcasting the show from, who's going to be on the show, what kind of great restaurants across Southern Arizona are going to be giving away free stuff. So anyway, facebook.com/onthemenulive. Well, as we do each and every week, we have a celebrity co-host that joins the conversation and makes the culinary world here in Southern Arizona come alive, and he's the founder and publisher of TucsonNightOut.com. His name is Jerry Heinze. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Matt.
How's it going, man?
Fabulous. Thanks for having me tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, you and I had a chance to have lunch together today and put our heads together and really talk about the wonders of what is great eating here across Southern Arizona. I can't get enough.
I know, I've noticed that.
You know, I like to indulge. You know, I like a good meal.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
When I see one. Anyway, talking about good meals, Renee Krieger and her great staff over here have put out a great On the Menu Live special tonight. If you come in here tonight during the show, you can get yourself a huge plate of meat lasagna made with local beef, a side salad, some garlic bread, and a glass of this wonderful pure organic red wine, all for only $13.
$13. Get out of here.
How can they make money doing that?
Maybe they can't. I don't know. Who cares?
But anyway, do yourself a favor and come on down to Eclectic Pizza. In addition to this On the Menu Live special, the New Belgium people here have teamed up with Eclectic Pizza, and they have put together this great thing called the Eclectic Pizza Beer Token. You may ask what that is.
What is that?
Thank you so much for asking, Jerry. The Eclectic Pizza Beer Token means that if you come over here tonight and say hello to us while we're here, you're going to be issued your very own New Belgium Brewing Company Beer Token, which will enable you to get $2 bottles of any New Belgium beer that they have here on site, and I understand they stock the entire line. And yeah, and that token doesn't expire. I mean, that token is good for life, Jerry Heinze.
Life. As long as you live.
That's right. And I'm enjoying this lovely pint of Ranger IPA, one of the great New Belgium brewery products. You know, I have my beer token, and I'm going to keep bringing this thing back again and again.
And again and again.
For only $2.
Right.
Anyway, tell me what's going on with TucsonNightOut.com these days, Jerry.
Well, we're having a lot of fun. A lot of new restaurants that are joining us on Tucson Night Out. In fact, one of my newest clients, Eclectic Pizza,
wonderful,
is on board with us, and they got some great new specials, which you need to get on to TucsonNightOut.com, and you can find out what those specials are, and another people. And we got an exciting new special that we're going to be starting.
Okay, the anticipation is killing me, Jerry.
Well, let me tell you about it then. It's called our Tweet Deal of the Week. What it's going to be, it's going to be a special, one restaurant, one special, 1 week long.
Beautiful.
So we're going to have, it'll be starting in a particular restaurant. They will have a special that'll start on Monday morning. It'll go to Sunday night. It'll run all week long. We'll be promoting the special. It'll be a fabulous deal, at least 50% off.
Wow.
All kinds of incredible specials.
Wow.
You can get in, print a coupon. You'll go to Tucson Night Out, print the coupon, bring the coupon in. You'll have 1 week to use it, the week that special's going on. It's going to be an incredible deal.
I love the creativity behind this idea, Jerry, because when you hear about these specials, you know, sometimes it's just you got to use it within 24 hours or you have to do it. It's a sort of a one-time only thing. You're extending this experience out for an entire week.
Yeah. We have a much better deal because it's one of those things sometimes if you're not paying attention on the one day it comes and goes, it's gone. You know, now you've got a whole week to take advantage of this special.
Right, that's great. So www.TucsonNightOut.com is really your online destination for all the great things that are happening here in Southern Arizona with respects to great meal specials, restaurant specials, live bands,
where they're
going to be playing. What else you got going on over there?
Yeah, well, you know, the other thing we always talk about, I hope we talk about, is that it's always local, Matt. You know, this is here to promote the local restaurants, the local bands, the local music scene, the local entertainment. Because we love these guys. And
absolutely.
That's what makes Tucson, Tucson.
That's why we're here.
Is these local people.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we're broadcasting here live from Eclectic Pizza is because this is a locally owned, locally operated place. These are the kinds of restaurants, Jerry, that really, put Tucson on the map in terms of being the culinary capital of the Southwest.
Yeah, I love walking in and seeing here's Renee and here's Steve. Here's
that's
the owners.
Right.
They're here. They're making their pizzas. They're serving you your beer and your wine.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Try doing that at a Red Lobster or Kentucky Fried Chicken. Anyway. No disrespect to the Red Lobster, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, I know.
But, my goodness, but there's, some great seafood and some great chicken here that are actually put together by people who live here and work here and raise their families here. So we really want to be sort of sensitive to that.
Yeah, we will be.
So, Jerry, you've been an active member also of the local celiac organization, the association, and, again, one of the reasons why we're here tonight is because Eclectic Pizza prides themselves on being an authentic destination for people that are living gluten-free lifestyles or who might be touched with celiac disease. Talk a little bit about what the organization is up to these days.
Well, there's a couple things we do every month. Matt, one thing that we do is a lunch group. We go out for lunch once a month, and then we go out to dinner once a month on a Friday night. Both those on a Friday afternoon and Friday night. And it's an opportunity for us as a gluten-free eaters just to get together, but it's also a great opportunity for people who have not or maybe they're new, maybe they've been recently diagnosed, maybe they're trying this gluten-free thing to see if it helps them or not, to get out and go with us, and then we can help them. We can educate them. We can tell them how to go to a restaurant, how to order gluten-free, what the things to look for, what things to ask for when they go out to eat gluten-free.
And I know there's a website which is a wealth of information and resources for people that are living the gluten-free lifestyle. Give everybody the website address.
www.SouthernArizonaCeliacSupport. It's kind of a long one, and it's .org. It's not .com, it's
.org.
.org,
which means nonprofit organization, which means they really need your help and your support.
Exactly.
Anyway, I am absolutely honored and privileged to have here at the table one of the Eclectic Pizza's longtime fans, one of their true regulars. She's a lovely young woman by the name of Emily, and it's an honor to interview here today. Emily, how you doing?
Good.
Well, you came out here for some great food, right?
Yeah.
Tell me how old you are, Emily.
7.
You're 7 years old, and I'm going to take a guess. Your favorite food is pizza?
Pizza?
Yeah.
It is indeed.
Gluten-free pizza, yeah.
So you eat gluten-free pizza, and you think it's just the absolute most tastiest thing you've ever had? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what do you like about the pizza here? What are your favorite toppings?
Sausage.
Sausage. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else?
Pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going right to the meat.
Yeah, and great pepperoni here, too.
Emily likes pepperoni and sausage on her pizza. That's yummy. What else? Lots of cheese. And you like, what kind of crust do you like? You like white crust? You like?
Brown.
Brown crust, and certainly gluten-free, right?
Right.
So Emily is here to tell us that when you think about a gluten-free pizza, you don't have to sacrifice taste, you don't have to sacrifice quality, because Emily yourself said, pretty good? Anything else you want to say about the pizza?
It tastes good.
It tastes good. Anyway, Emily, I don't want to stand between you and your dinner because you look hungry, and I see a pizza is going to be coming out here for you shortly. So thank you so much for being on the show with us, and have a great dinner. Thank you, Emily. Wow, they catered to all ages here at Eclectic
Absolutely.
Pizza. Anyway, what a treat. We're here. We're going to be talking about the gluten-free approach here with Renee Krieger here in the second half of the show.
Oh, yeah.
But first, we are here now, Jerry. See how fast this is? It's 5:15.
No way.
And at this time, each and every week, we like to check in with one of my favorite people in the community.
Oh,
I know
she's
become one of your favorites.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I don't know that there's anyone in Southern Arizona who does not count Yvonne Fouché as a favorite, as a hero, really. And I just wait for her to start laughing and say, oh, Matt, you know, that'll be enough out of you. But anyway, she runs this great place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And she is with us each and every week to talk about the wine of the week. Hey, Yvonne.
How's it going, Matt?
We are having a blast over here at Eclectic Pizza. We're going to be tasting some wonderful pizzas, some good-for-you pizzas. And, yes, indeed, there is such a thing as healthy pizza. And we're going to put that claim to the test here in the second half of the show. But we really want to talk about wine now that we got Emily off, because we can't talk about wine with a 7-year-old here.
What more of a testimony than Emily?
Exactly right. Now Emily's signing autographs over there at the other end of the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, 7-year-olds are pizza experts.
I'll have to introduce her to my agent, and you know, maybe she's going to have a skyrocketing career. But anyway, Yvonne, what's been going on with you lately?
Oh, we're just going along here, getting ready for the holidays. They've come upon us a lot quicker than any of us realized.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I love about the holidays is this—is the wonderful new range of wines that season provides. And, you know, we've gotten through summer. You know, we've had our fair taste of whites. You know, you, Yvonne, have talked to me poetically about introducing me to things like the Sauvignon Blancs and even some of the bubbles and the cuvées. But now we're getting into the fall and the cool seasons. And the holidays, as you said, are right around the corner, which means that you've had to do a lot of thinking when it comes to picking out this week's wine of the week.
Exactly.
So,
and, with the holidays coming up here, with Thanksgiving, that's always the biggest question is, what do I serve for my holiday dinner? And this week, what we've picked out, now I have several recommendations on the holiday dinner wines, but what I picked out this week in response to the fact that Beaujolais Nouveau has been released this week, it's a Beaujolais. Now, I don't get on the Beaujolais Nouveau bandwagon. I don't carry Beaujolais Nouveaus because I've just found they're just a little too weak, and they're just not. It's a fun thing, and for people who like to think that there are people in Japan swimming in swimming pools full of that, that's a good thing. But I carry the real Beaujolais, which are oaked and made like regular wine, and they're actually meant to age. And so this Beaujolais, I've got a Beaujolais Village, which means it comes out of one of eight combination of eight different, like, neighborhoods in France. And it's a Rupéry Fee, Beaujolais Village. Now, this is a really wonderful Beaujolais. It's a little bit more, has a little bit more body than a lot of Beaujolais I see. It's 100% of the Gamay grape, which it needs to be.
Right.
But it's going to have flavors of raspberries and red currants. That's kind of where a Beaujolais tends to go, towards the brighter red fruits.
Right.
So this Beaujolais Village will go perfect with Thanksgiving, and it's a fun wine, too. I love the Beaujolais. So this is the 2008. It's for $13.99, and it's just perfect for the season. A lot of people look forward to Beaujolais with their turkey.
Now, hit us again with that price, Yvonne.
Or $13.99.
$13.99. There she goes again, Jerry.
I got to run, Matt.
She's making a joke. No, indeed, listeners, she's not. You can get yourself a bottle of this 2008 wonderful Beaujolais Village at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room for only $13.99, a wonderfully complex wine that Yvonne has found in her travels across the world. And she does a great public service to this community because she brings back all these great wines, 350, in fact, that she stocks at the store, and not one bottle is over
$15. Amazing.
So you can actually have this wonderful, rich family tradition at your home over a great Thanksgiving dinner and not break the bank when you're serving up the wine.
That's right. That's right. And it'll go wonderfully.
Yeah,
you know, Matt, as you know, and I know we don't have much time here, but everybody always wants to know about holiday or the Thanksgiving wines. And I'm just going to give two quick clues very quickly.
Great.
White wine, not a lot of acid. You want a more fruity wine, low in acid. So that kind of eliminates some of the Pinot Grigios. I mean, you can if you want. It's just not the recommended palate
for it. Exactly.
And then in a red wine, low tannins. So you want a little bit more fruit.
Exactly. So we're getting an education, and we're getting some tips on some great wine.
I love it.
So you've got this great holiday wines extravaganza that you are showcasing tonight, Friday and Saturday night, from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and our listeners can rush over there and get a sense of what this thing is all about, because they're going to have the opportunity to taste a flight of six premium wines alongside some great cheese, some great crackers for only $10. And if you buy at least a bottle of wine, or you can do what Jerry Heinze does and buy them by the case. Can I say that?
You can't say that.
I can't say that. You can do what Matt Russell does and buy the case. And Yvonne's going to drop that price down significantly. So 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Do yourself a favor. Go say hi to Yvonne. Make a new best friend. Learn about the world of wine in a way that's not going to break the bank. And this wonderful wine of the week sounds perfect for this coming Thanksgiving. And I can't wait to get my hand on a case.
That's right. And all the wines we have this week are all appropriate for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wonderful.
Every last one. So
we're excited that you're joining us again. You've given us some great ideas for Thanksgiving, and we look forward to talking to you in a couple of weeks, because we're going to take next week off on Thursday, so we'll have some work to do. Thanks so much, Yvonne.
Excellent. Thank you, Matt. Enjoy.
We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break to learn a little bit more about Catavinas, and when we come back, we're talking to Rhonda Kendrick with New Belgium Brewing Company. Stick around.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting with my celebrity co-host Jerry Heinze from TucsonNightOut.com. And we are at one of our new favorite restaurants, Eclectic Pizza.
Yay.
At 7065 East Tancredi on the northwest corner of Tancredi and Sabino Canyon Road. The New Belgium people are here. We're actually going to be talking to Rhonda in just a second, but you can be the first to get one of these great Eclectic Pizza New Belgium beer tokens. And what this token does, Jerry, is it allows you to come into Eclectic Pizza each and every time, show the token as a proud member of the club, and get $2 for all New Belgium beers.
That's just like for a year or something, right?
No, that's not just for a year, Jerry, and I'm glad you asked. For life.
Life?
For life. And for you and I, that's a long time.
That could be a long time.
That's going to be a long time. That's all about intention. But anyway.
We're going to get the nursing home to wheel us over here, right?
Send the shuttle bus. Heinze and Russell are coming back for more beer. Anyway, you can't get a better deal on New Belgium brewery beers in town than here at the epicenter of all things New Belgium in Southern Arizona, and that's Eclectic Pizza. And again, we want to talk about the quick dinner special tonight, the On the Menu Live special. Is a wonderful plate of this great meat lasagna made with local beef, a great side salad, some garlic bread, and a big glass of this pure organic red wine for only $13. Wow, what a deal.
Awesome deal. I got to post it on my Facebook page.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. And we also want to remember to encourage all of our listeners to join the On the Menu Live VIP club. If you text the word live to 41513, again, text the word live to 41513, you're going to be the first to hear of all the specials. We're going to be giving away all kinds of stuff each and every week, whatever restaurants we're from. I see everybody dialing in right now. But anyway, well, we've talked about wine, and there's always room for a little beer in the conversation.
Yeah. There's always room for beer.
We've gone to the oracle of wisdom in this community of all things beer. Her name is Rhonda Kendrick with New Belgium. How you doing, Rhonda?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Why is it that everybody smiles every time you walk in the room?
Oh, you know, I usually bring beer with me, so it's not a bad place to be.
Well, one of the things I love about New Belgium is this wonderful range of beers that you have, and there's a beer that you make for each and every walk of life, every flavor, every taste. It's all a very subjective experience, and you make a great beer for everybody. I know Fat Tire sort of is the big beer that sort of made you. Talk a little bit about New Belgium as a company and how you got into this business.
Okay, well, New Belgium is definitely a great place to work. We have We're available in 26 states, and if companies could marry, I would marry Eclectic Pizza. They carry our full lineup of beer.
Now, would you need a prenup for that at all?
I don't know. Would they take my beer at the end of it? No, they carry our full lineup of beer, and again, we have everything from Fat Tire to seasonals. We are recently had an IPA. We do have Abbey's and Triples, and so there's a beer for every season.
And you go right from the left side of the spectrum with the lightest of light, and what's your lightest beer that you have?
I would probably say Sunshine Wheat or Blue Paddle Pilsner.
Yeah, the Sunshine Wheat and the Blue Paddle are things that we have on tap at my house fairly regularly, but we don't want to imply that light beer is light taste, because those are really good, fresh, crisp, refreshing beers, but they have a wonderful flavor.
Well, thank you. And we also have a black lager, which is 1554, which is one of the beers you would think is really dark and intimidating. It's my favorite beer for dessert. Goes great with eclectic chocolate chip cookies and chocolate cake.
Oh, my goodness. Let's get some of that.
Yeah.
So then you go across the spectrum of flavors, and then what do you think when you're thinking about the big granddaddy, the big, robust, Herculean monstrosity of a beer?
Wow.
What are you pulling out?
I would probably pull out the triple. That's the highest in alcohol that we brew at 7.8%. But it's a really nice approach. Beer. It's like a Belgian style blonde. It's a little bit sweeter. You don't really notice the alcohol unless you have quite a few.
Now the police have just arrived. Just
I know.
The mention.
We're not drinking triple.
Now, is the triple something that you really you don't enjoy in a pint, or you don't enjoy? Very few people would have it on tap.
No, it's a sipping beer. Something like you would do with wine. You'd put it in a nice glass, let the temperature warm up a little bit, and just really enjoy it.
Wonderful. People are thinking about this time of year, you know, it's not 100 degrees anymore. We've had 6 months of that. You know, there's a sort of a snap in the air. People are thinking about fall, the smell of leaves somewhere, not in Tucson, but there's got to be the scent of leaves.
Somewhere.
Football is, you know, coming. Thanksgiving is coming. What are some of the big sellers this time of year in terms of your seasonal lineup?
Oh, well, we just launched our Tupelo, which is our winter seasonal. Picture your Fat Tire and steroids. Really big, robust, really nice malty beverages. We also have a once-a-year beer called Frambozen. It's fresh raspberries. It's almost like a fresh crushed raspberry beer. Really small, limited. So we'll have that as well.
Wonderful. Now, I would be remiss if I did not say, and you're going to say, don't say this, Matt, but I'm going to say it.
Say it.
You got to bring back the giddy up. You know, and I'm not
going to. You're killing
me. I can't come. I can't see you anywhere in this community without saying, what's it going to take to get the leadership of New Belgium to bring giddy up back to this market?
It was one of our most fantastic beers. It was beer with espresso, lemon verbena, probably one of my favorites as well. Keep writing the brewery. Ask your local congressman.
Very good. Or we'll hope the CEO of New Belgium is obviously listening to this show, so that's how it all works.
Absolutely.
We have about a minute left. Tell us what it is about Eclectic Pizza that makes pairing up your beers, and they carry them all here, pairing up your beers with this wonderful thing that's happening out in the kitchen.
Well, we love absolutely everything that they do. Coming into Renee and Steve, they're like-minded companies. They are organic. They are community-friendly. They're sustainable. They really practice what they preach, and they produce a wonderful product, good ingredients. Yeah, absolutely. Everything that they do is in line with what our company values
are.
Wonderful.
And you can do yourself a favor and come on into Eclectic Pizza and put that claim to the test, because you can have some great pizza and some great beer. Rhonda Kendrick from New Belgium Brewing Company, thank you so much for inspiring us on a new world of beers.
And $2 beers for life.
And $2 beers for life. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're talking pizza, lasagna, and so much more.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't go away.
Thanks, guys.
The Danish wine sensation Svin Wine has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svin Wine. Relying on European technology, Svin Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svin Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svin Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svin Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svin Wine online at spinwine.com. That's www.spinwine.com. Svin Wine, think outside the bottle.
CNN Radio. I'm Barbara Hall. The House Ethics Committee is recommending the full House censure Congressman Charlie Rangel after a panel found him guilty of 11 rules violations. Committee Chairwoman Zoe Lofgren of California said the vote was 9-1.
We have worked hard and together in this matter in a way that has been actually quite wrenching.
The committee also recommended Rangel pay restitution for any unpaid taxes. General Motors returned to public trading today, raising $20 billion in the IPO. GM shares were issued at $33 apiece and closed above $34. The search for three missing people in Ohio is over. Police say they discovered the remains of Tina Herman, her son, and a family friend in the hollow of a tree. Herman's 13-year-old daughter was found alive Sunday. This is CNN.
Seems like everyone's got a holiday these days. Groundhog Day, Thesaurus Day, National Pie Day. You know who deserves a day? The folks getting our economy booming again, small business owners. On Saturday, November 27th, support your favorite local businesses by shopping on the first ever Small Business Saturday. Finally, a day all Americans, groundhogs, and thesaurus users can get behind. This November 27th, shop on Small Business Saturday, brought to you by American Express Open. Find Small Business Saturday on Facebook.
Now at the Home Depot, get a 7.5-foot artificial Christmas tree for just $99. Preloaded with 700 lights, this bright, beautiful Westleaf pine is $40 off the regular price. That's $40 you can put toward new trimmings, like our Martha Stewart Living ornaments and decorations. We're lowering the cost of plugging in Christmas with 7.5-foot pre-lit trees, just $99. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Hello, Tucson. This is Melissa D'Arabian from $10 Dinners on the Food Network, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my friend Matt Russell on AM 1330, The Jolt.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell here, live from Eclectic Pizza at 7065 East Tech. You know, I don't even know why I go on. I can't get a word in edgewise over the masses of people that have showed up over here. I mean, we've got Gina Murphy, darling. Mrs. Green herself is in the house tonight. We've got, I'm telling you, There is just a celebrity at each and every corner around this entire restaurant, including my celebrity co-host for the night here, Jerry Heinze.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
www.TucsonNightOut.com.
Thank you, sir. My pleasure.
So I don't know where to go. We went from wine to beer, but the aromas coming out of this kitchen,
I'm smelling pizza,
are killing me. I don't even know how to put into words what I'm seeing, what I'm smelling, what I'm sensing, what I'm breathing. There's got to be a song here somewhere. And to help me sort of decipher the range of emotions that I'm experiencing right now is Renee Krieger from Eclectic Pizza. Hey, Renee.
Hello, Matt.
How's it going?
Great.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
We have 10 million listeners, but don't think anything other than it's just the two of us talking.
Well, all the friends here seem nice.
Anyway, yeah, we have a great house tonight. You've got a great staff here. Everybody is just so wonderful and so friendly. I walked in the front door of your place here at 7065 East Tancredi Road. I felt like I was invited into your home.
You are.
I mean, that's sort of the atmosphere that you created here. Talk to us a little bit about Eclectic Pizza and how you got your start here in Southern Arizona.
I started with my husband in 2005, and we moved to Tucson from outside of Detroit, Michigan, and I've worked for a couple of local restaurants here. Mark Smith, he owns Eclectic Cafe.
Sure.
He's our investor.
Okay.
So
good.
He invested in us to kind of do our own thing.
He saw a good thing coming.
He did.
He wants a return on that investment, and you're helping him to get there.
I sure hope so.
So you had this idea for a pizza place. How did you come up with this concept?
We know pizza. My husband's always worked in pizza, and my ideas were more what we could do that would bring simple pleasures to the household and something that a lot of people enjoy, and pizza is it, and so we wanted to do it organically as possible and purely as possible.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because one of the things that you've done here that I think distinguishes you from other restaurants across Southern Arizona is you say we offer an authentic experience for people that are living a gluten-free lifestyle. But, you know, Renee, there are people that say that, and they sort of cut corners in the kitchen and say we have gluten-free, but, you know, there might be pizza paddles that are touching two different kinds of pizza, which is a big no-no. Talk about your commitment to offering someone that experience in an authentic way if you're living that gluten-free lifestyle.
Well, we've redone our entire kitchen to accommodate this, and it's been a slow process. And the more we've learned, the more equipment we've bought, and the less work it's taken to see all those provisions were met. But it really has been a long journey and one full of a lot of education and a lot of gratitude from the customers coming in, and it's just really made us keep that commitment going for them.
You know, what I would say, fortunately or unfortunately, however you look at it, you know, you are serving a growing number of people in this community. You know, as Jerry was talking about, you know, celiac disease is really touching a great many people in this community. And it does, you know, sort of restrict the kinds of choices that you can make. But you're out to sort of debunk that myth and
yes.
Say, when it comes to making choices, we've got a ton of them here.
We do, and we pride ourselves on that.
Great.
My son is about, he just turned 8. And so when I was pregnant with him, I would try and find these really great places to go eat. And I always felt a little bit shortchanged. And so I felt that when I could kind of give the opportunity to people to not have to worry about their food preferences or issues, some call them, and we just kind of turned it into something really great that they could enjoy with their friends and family, and we
Wonderful.
Feel good about it.
And you've made kind of a cultural commitment to organic and healthy food. Now, you say healthy food, you know, we're talking lasagna and we're talking pizza. You say it's still the kind of food that you got to jog off of after, you know, Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But talk a little bit about sort of this organic, sustainable practice that you have here at the restaurant.
Well, we are small, and we're just trying to hang in there and be as mighty as we can, and we support every turn we can, as long as we can stay open. We put our dollars into that commitment. So we use the local beef, and we use local companies, and we use local tomatoes, and we really try to support, for example, New Belgium. That's why we have their whole line. They're a great company, and they do so much for their community, and it's something that we could take a great example from and also share an interest in and kind of celebrate it.
You know, Rhonda said earlier that if companies could marry, she'd be the first to propose.
and I would accept.
Love is in the air.
Love
here
is in the air.
At Eclectic Pizza. You see what this stuff is doing? I'm all tingly all over. This has a remarkable impact on me as a human being. Anyway, but I digress. My wife is probably listening, and she's saying, "You're going to leave me for a pizza?"
For pizza.
She would join us.
So anyway, let's talk a little bit about local beef, because as we said, the On the Menu Live special tonight is this great, wonderful lasagna that you have here with local beef, a side salad, some garlic bread, and a glass of pure organic red wine. Where are you getting your beef from? I know people think local is so important, but where do you get your beef, and why is it so important to use local beef?
Well, it's Double Check Ranch, and they actually deliver to the farmers markets, and you know, he actually brought it to us this morning. So they're a great company, and they are definitely growing, and some of the people that work there might be doing their own thing too, and they've really inspired this growth of interest and met all of the interest with beef at every farmer's market.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So you literally can taste the difference when you have this local beef. You can say, this is something that I've not tasted before.
Well, it's very true, and it's grass-fed, and so there's not all the marbleization and sugar that turns beef into that marbleization. So it's pure.
My wife wants me to be grass-fed, Renee, and I'm not into it. I'm not buying it. I mean, Emily says she likes pepperoni and sausage on her pizza, and I'm a common carnivore with her. So I'm sure grass-fed makes great sense with beef. For the radio host, I like
it. Does. Right, and exactly. The treatment of the animals
makes
is
a big difference.
Really different. When somebody says that about their company, they're telling you that they raise those animals to be with those animals, and they respect them from the very beginning to the end.
That's wonderful. You know, we've been on a worldwide pilgrimage to find the best pizza in Tucson, and we have talked to people that say the best thing about pizza is the crust. Or we talk to some pizzeria owners, and they say, you know, it really is about the cheese. Or, you know, it really is about the sauce, the sweetness of the sauce. We haven't had one guy said, it's all about the water. What is it about the Eclectic Pizza that makes the best pizza in Southern Arizona?
I think it's the attention we pay to everything.
Yeah, right.
I really do. I totally respect everybody's version of what they do, and I know their products are individual, unique, and loved. But we really love what we do, and we think it's our own unique secret. And a lot of it we think is just our preparation and the time spent and the freshness of it. And just every order. We just pay attention to every order.
And I was going to say something. It was going to be fresh, right? Fresh, 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 right?
Yes.
It has to be fresh. Yeah. And if the aromas that just danced across my nose are a manifestation. I know. I mean, Chuck, our producer, is just sort of pointing. He's at the point now where he can't speak. He's just pointing at the pizza and kind of grunting. He's pointing and grunting. You probably get a lot of pointing and grunting around here at Eclectic Pizza.
We do. we encourage it.
We're going to do a little tasting here in just a few minutes, but
yes.
We want to give our listeners a sense of, you know, you've clearly spoken about the wonders of the great pizza and about your commitment to sustainability and environmental preservation and organic foods and those kinds of things. But it's more than just about pizza here. I mean, this is not your typical pizza joint. You've got a very robust menu. Give our listeners a sense of the range of items that you offer on your menu.
Well, it kind of has lent itself to our philosophy on fresh. If you can take one thing and utilize it throughout your menu, you're able to really highlight it on different plates. And so the beef we were able to use in we have a meatball sub. It's oven baked and it's delicious with lots of organic marinara on it and melted cheese. So the beef goes really well in there, and then also in the lasagna. So we're able to kind of use that now also as a raw beef topping that gets cooked on the pizza. So it also is very fresh and a very pure product. We kind of do the same thing with, like, we have hummus. So we put hummus, a homemade, really unique hummus, and we put that on a pizza with a fresh salad and feta cheese.
Yeah.
And then we also make a gluten-free version of that, which is amazing.
Ooh.
And then we put it on a tostada, too. And we took it to the culinary festival. We take it to all the events we do and serve them in little cups, and it's just a fresh bite of total goodness. It's so good.
A fresh, there's the new tagline. A fresh bite. Renee Krieger is a fresh bite of total goodness.
Oh, yes. I like it.
I mean, you're in the marketing profession. I mean, this is
we got a tagline. We got a tagline.
But anyway, you've got these, you know, these great salads, these great subs, these great, you know, wonderful house-made desserts, and the pizza here is just phenomenal. And I look at the pizza before we actually commence eating. And Renee, this is the part of the show, for Yeah, we're going to get some. That's all. Yeah, see? The gluten-free pizza is going to be on its way. This is good. And this is why you take this business very seriously. But the first thing that I notice when I look at these pizzas is the wonderful, vibrant colors that are coming off these pizzas. So if this were a TV show, I think you'd have a sort of a better sense, listeners. But this is not your typical pizza. I mean, there's wonderful, deep ruby reds in the tomatoes and the peppers, and the greens are just vibrant, you know, sort of hunter green in this avocado. So I can't take it anymore without starting to eat. So what I'm going to do, Renee, is I'm going to begin to have a couple of bites of what you've lovingly put in front of me. And I want you to talk about what I'm eating, because when I have a mouthful of food, I can't talk. So this is your radio debut. Welcome to the Renee Krieger Show, which airs every Thursday from 5 to 6. That's the gluten-free.
We don't have a gluten-free at this table, and I don't know where it's at.
Okay. It's all right.
Well,
don't worry about it.
Well, Jared,
tell us about this.
This is our Yucatan pizza. It is, we soak our beans, because a lot of people think they can't eat beans because they hurt their tummies. But really, if you soak your beans and your nuts, they actually are digest very well.
That's okay. You almost crossed the line.
I saw you snicker.
And there's an FCC guy right out there, right out, and you know, he's on us. We're on probation. No, I'm kidding. I digress.
Okay. So we season them with olive oil and cumin and garlic, and we put a lot of fresh ingredients in there, and we bake it with cheddar cheese and jalapenos. Oh. When it comes out, we put the organic greens in a homemade salsa fresca and fresh avocado.
Oh my good heavens. Cumin in the spice range.
Yes. Mm. And Chuck, the one your producer is grunting about now is the Thai curry.
Is that this one right here?
Yes.
Okay, so with the Yucatan, wonderful. To call it pizza, let me just say, is a misnomer. This needs to have its own name.
I know.
It's redefining what pizza can be.
And that's what you're here to help us do.
That's what I'm here to help you do. Right. And back to our 10 million listeners. So talk about this this bundle of joy right here.
This is our Thai curry. So we start with a red curry sauce, and then it has some pineapple to sweeten it up. And we use the pineapple also to, we don't need flour in this. We use a little bit of the pineapple to thicken it and add some sweetness. It has two different cheeses, the mozzarella and parmesan. It has fresh basil, red peppers, zucchini.
That did it.
And that, spicy chicken.
That did it. That now ranks as Matt Russell's favorite pizza. You've done it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The spice there is perfect, because you think Thai curry, it's going to be overwhelming. You're going to have to chase it with a bunch of water, a bunch of beer, which Rhonda would be happy to help you do. But the spice is just curious enough to say, pizza doesn't have to be bland. It can have these wonderful, vibrant flavors and kick you on the way back, and that spice sort of sits with you for a minute or so. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
How did you come up with this concept for these pizzas?
Well, you know, my wonderful husband, I give him a lot of the ideas of what I want, and then he makes them, and then I get to say yes or no. So he's the baker. He's the dough recipe maker, and he kind of takes my adventurous palate and turns it into wonderful creations.
Wow.
Okay, the gluten-free pizza has arrived.
The gluten-free pizza's here. Jerry, take it away. I'm going to eat.
Wait a minute. They bring my pizza and you're going to eat?
I do. I want them to see the difference of what it is. You need a fork.
Tell me what. So what do I have here?
You are eating we wanted you to see the version, the exact same pizzas of this, but with a gluten-free crust.
Oh, interesting.
So this is the Yucatan, and this is the curry.
Ah.
The ones with the avocados across the top, that's your Yucatan, and the one with the squash is the Thai curry.
Okay. Jalapeno?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. I love it.
And so our listeners are going to want to know, How does this gluten-free pizza taste? So you can.
What can I eat, and you can talk?
I guess I can go back to talking. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
The gluten-free crust is potato, rice, and tapioca flours with a little bit of corn on the bottom. They use.
And are you finding more and more people that are living that lifestyle coming in, and really you're helping to debunk the myth that a gluten-free diet can actually be delicious and sustainable over time?
Oh, yes. And we do. We have a lot of people who come in with children that that they don't want to go through all of it. We're all so busy in our lives, and it takes a lot of effort to learn how to cook and create your home to provide gluten-free meals. And so it's kind of a way for, even if you can't do it every day, for you to know there is a place that will welcome you and give you a really good meal.
And all done with a smile on your face and a song in your heart.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, my goodness. So we have just about another minute left until we go to our trivia question, but I want to give Jerry, and see, I waited until he took another bite, a chance to talk a little bit about this gluten-free pizza, if one word says it all.
He's not talking.
I'm eating. I mean, I'm swallowing. Okay. It's excellent. It really is, man. Everything that you said is good, but it's just copied right here on a gluten-free crust. Crust is crispy. It's tasty. It's really good.
You would never know the difference.
No.
I mean, I'm thinking that no one's coming in here ordering a pepperoni pizza, although I'm sure you make those and make them better than anyone.
We do.
People are coming for
these
specialty pies that you're just not finding anywhere else.
You just can't find
any place.
Exactly, Matt.
I mean,
you nailed it.
This needs to be on the cover of Bon Appetit magazine.
There you go.
I mean, that's a true work of art.
Yeah.
Don't eat anymore, because I need to take a picture of that.
I may
because
do that.
Our Facebook fans want to see what this is all about.
I could post it on TucsonNightOut.com.
But that's exactly
how
right.
That?
www.TucsonNightOut.com. Anyway, time flies when you're having fun, but we want to give something away. And Renee Krieger and her family here at Eclectic Pizza would like to do something nice to our listeners. They want to provide someone a chance to come in here and get a sense of this wonderful space that they've created with these warm and inviting colors and this rich atmosphere and this great sort of family room that they've created and these wonderful pizzas, and do that if they know the right answer to our trivia question of the week. So without further ado, what is our trivia question this week?
What can you find as a sweetener replacer on our tables?
At every table, an Eclectic Pizza, there is a sweetener, some might say kind of a sugar substitute, right?
Yes,
a
it sweetener sits beside the sugar in the raw.
That sits beside the sugar in the raw on each and every table at Eclectic Pizza. And if you think you know the answer to the question, you give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, that's 529-3508. No one in the restaurant is eligible, so don't pick up your cell phones if you're at Eclectic Pizza.
Darn.
We'll be right back. Good luck.
The biggest mistake in marketing and public relations is when people talk about what their products and services do, when they really should be talking about how they solve problems for their customers. That's what it takes to earn public trust in you and your organization. At Russell Public Communications, we work with clients all over the country to develop and implement effective PR strategies that earn their public's trust. Whether it's staging national press conferences, developing compelling and creative marketing campaigns, launching new products, or securing valuable media exposure, Russell Public Communications provides a depth of industry knowledge and real-world experience that is second to none. Find out how to put a Madison Avenue twist on your marketing campaign without leaving Tucson. Visit www.russellpublic.com or call us today at 232-9840. That's 232-9840. Russell Public Communications. Creative campaigns that connect, compel, and convert.
The Danish wine sensation, Svend Wine, has arrived in North America. Whether you're a devoted wine enthusiast or a casual wine drinker, enhance every wine experience with Svend Wine. Relying on European technology, Svend Wine maximizes the potential of every wine by aerating and decanting in one simple step. By circulating your wine through Svend Wine's patented helix, the wine's full potential is instantly realized. From your 1972 Chateau Lafite to your supermarket find, Svend Wine brings every bottle to life. There's no need to agonize over hours of decantation or grow frustrated with messy aerating devices. Simply attach Svend Wine to your bottle and taste the difference. Pick up your Svend Wine online at svendwine.com. That's www.svendwine.com. Svend Wine, think outside the bottle.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Mangate Square's the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.mangatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Mangate Square.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell here, broadcasting live from Eclectic Pizza at 7065 East Tancredi Road on the northwest corner of Tancredi and Savino Canyon, alongside my celebrity co-host of the week, Mr. Jerry Heinze.
Thank you, Matt.
With a mouth full of gluten-free pizza.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Just dripping down your chin. And, you know, I will not take a picture of that for our Facebook page.
Thank you.
But you've done a good job on the pizza. This is absolutely delicious. And we're talking with the owner herself, Renee Krieger, who has introduced us to a whole new world a symphony, in fact, of flavors that I never dreamt possible on pizza. And you've done it, and you do it, frankly, every day here at Eclectic Pizza. My hat and the hat of the entire community is off to you. Thanks for everything you do.
Oh, thank you.
So there's some callers here on the line. The minute we went to a commercial break, all the lines at the studio lit up. We think we have some people on the line that think they know a thing or two about sugar substitutes and what you have on each and every table here at Eclectic Pizza. And we want to give that gift certificate away, hopefully, to our first caller. And we're going to see, and we're going to go to line one. Rachel, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hello.
How are you, Rachel?
Good.
And what part of town are you calling from?
East Side.
On the east side. And I'm looking to see if there's someone on their cell phone in the corner of the restaurant. No? Okay.
No, we're good.
So what do they have here on each and every table in Eclectic Pizza as a sweetener?
Well, you said it was a substitute?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yes.
The first thing I thought of was stevia.
And you are correct.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow, Rachel, our first caller. You know, it took seven callers, Renee, last week to get the right answer. The first one out of the park, she hits it right out of the park, is Rachel, and she knows exactly what it is. Rachel, have you been to Eclectic Pizza before?
No, I have not.
Okay, so you can say authentically that this was just a guess.
It was. My second guess was honey.
Which would have been a good guess.
Would
have been a very good guess. But anyway, stevia is the right answer. We're going to learn a little bit more about stevia. But, Rachel, I want you to stay on the phone. Don't hang up, because Mark back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be my privilege to send you this gift card in the mail for you to try Eclectic Pizza for the first time and introduce yourself to Renee Krieger. She'll sign an autograph. She'll take her picture with you. I mean, she's an icon in this community. Anyway, Rachel, thanks so much for listening, and congratulations.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Great.
Thank you.
So, stevia, what's up your sleeve here, Renee?
Well, we've actually had it from the moment we opened. It's now hitting the market, and so people, when they come in, they know it and they appreciate it instead of asking for something else. It's safe for diabetics, and it's a natural herb that's really, really sweet.
So it's a plant-based sweetener.
And it grows in southern Arizona.
Oh, so again, helping to support local business and industry.
Well, you could get it at, like, Harlow's Gardens. They've had it at different times, and they're right up the street. We actually get it from our food distributor, but you can get it from Mount Hope, and you can get it from a lot of different stores in Tucson.
And what are you finding people putting the stevia on? I mean, are they throwing it across this Yucatan pizza, or really just for sort of coffees and teas?
It's still sugar, Matt.
Come on, man.
For the drinks. And you have to use a little less.
Okay, because it's fairly sweet. Concentrated. But you know what? Let me just say, though, for the record, that if anyone is going to figure out how to incorporate stevia into a pizza, it's going to be the Kriegers.
Oh, I thought it was going to be you.
No, it's going to be the Kriegers. Okay. Anyway.
You can use it in breads.
You can use it in breads just to give it a little delightful sweet taste.
Yes.
Take your bread to the next level. Do it right here. A scoop of happiness in heaven. At Eclectic Pizza. We have just about another minute remaining. Remind everybody, Renee, exactly where you're located, if you have a website address, and talk about your hours of operation.
Okay. We are on the northwest corner of Sabino Canyon and Tancredi. We're four doors north of the cafe, and we face Sabino Canyon Road. Our website is eclecticpizza.com. We're also on Facebook, and we would love for you to friend us. We send out a lot of deals that way. We just recently started Tucson Night Out, and we have our specials listed on there. And you can find us here and at a lot of events. We support a lot of stuff in the community, and we'd love to see you there.
Wonderful. Well, you can count on me, and you can count on Jerry, and you can probably count on Chuck. If he has to be taught how to speak again. He's still pointing and grunting. but anyway, we have just a second to remind our listeners that you can come in here and get one of these New Belgium Brewery tokens, which is good for $2 of any New Belgium bottle here for life. Renee, thank you for everything that you're doing here.
Thank you.
We also want to thank Rhonda Kendrick from New Belgium Brewery and our good friend Yvonne Fouché from Catavino's Wine Shop and Tasting Room. And as always, what a pleasure to have Jerry Heinze back.
Thank you, Matt. Look forward to it.
Anyway, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon on AM 1330.
All right.
In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's on the menu live. Have a great weekend.
KJLL, South Tucson.